Hey guys, and welcome to episode 141 of the OCDstories.com podcast. Now in this episode, I got on Alejandro Ibarra. Alejandro is a psychologist based in Seville in Spain. Now I got to meet Alejandro at the ISDF conference, and I've recognized him before from his YouTube videos. So he's very active in talking about OCD and OCD treatment. He puts them on Facebook, on YouTube. They are all in Spanish. So if you are a Spanish speaker, then I encourage you to check out his work because it's great. He really works hard to help people with OCD, obviously in his country, but he's also traveling to places like Mexico to help the training there. And he comes over, obviously flies over to the States to continue his learning so he can better serve anyone who really speaks Spanish. So if you do speak Spanish, I encourage you to check out his stuff. In this episode, we talk about kind of why he got into therapy and treating people with OCD, what OCD treatment's like in Spain. Obviously, it's ERP, but you know, how many therapists are there? What's the current state of treatment like? We talk about what he's doing to raise awareness in Spanish-speaking countries, some advice for people starting ERP, some of the topics of his YouTube videos that give you kind of a taste, what he's learned recently in treating OCD, the importance of physical health towards mental health, just his general advice for someone with OCD, and then sort of the general questions at the end. So I really enjoyed chatting with Alejandro, and thank you for his time. But if you never want to miss an episode, you can join our weekly newsletter at theocdstories.com. Just pop in your email and you'll get notified of each episode and some further content. And also check out the OCD Stories on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And the handle is literally the OCD Stories. So without further ado, here is Alejandro. On the podcast today, I have Alejandro Ibarra. Alejandro is a psychologist from Seville in Spain. He specializes in treating OCD, and if you speak Spanish, you may recognize him from his wonderful YouTube channel where he talks about OCD and OCD treatment. Welcome to the show, Alejandro.
Okay, thank you. How are you doing? So nice to see you again.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you in Washington and put a face to a name. So, it'd be good to hear kind of what got you into being a therapist and why you decided to work with people with OCD.
Yeah, this is the first good question, because around 15 or 16 years ago, I started my path with the OCD clients, with OCD patients, and the first that I had in my private consult for me was a big compromise. And I think, and in that moment I think that I start my conviction and my patient with this kind of problem, with this disorder. And until today is my part of my life, is my patient, if my everything in my life, okay, help to other people, help people that is suffer around the world, and that's what I do in every day, okay.
Excellent. And thank you for that. And what, I guess, yeah, what inspired you to want to work more with people with OCD compared to just everyone else who was coming to your office?
So you mean, and you say when I start, no, with OCD patients?
Yeah, what really motivated you about people with OCD, that you wanted to work with them more than anyone else?
Yeah, I start with anxiety and depression, okay? And in the anxiety disorder, as everything, well, as everybody knows, OCD is a kind of disorder. And the first person that I had in my private consult and my private session was very amazing for me, okay? That's a big surprise, and I was amazing by the complex of the disorder, by the complex of the symptoms, by the rituals, by the motor rituals, and then also with the mental compulsions. And I think that I start with the patient for the complex of that and the and the suffer in this person, okay? Mm-hmm. The suffer is very the suffer and the stigma is very high, okay? Yeah. And for me, that is important, and I think that is really really hard, okay? Mm-hmm. And I love help these people, and as you know, for me, it's a very big compromise, no? Mm.
Yeah, thank you for explaining that. And, I met you at the conference in America, and obviously you live in Spain, so it's a long flight for you. and to see how motivated you were and wanting to learn. And I know you've been over to Mexico recently, or you're going. So you're clearly very passionate about it, which is great to see. Okay, so what's OCD like in Spain? Like, do many people know what it is? Do many therapists understand it, etc.?
Yeah, here in Spain, we are trying to make more to first to break the stigma, okay, mm-hmm. with the patient and with the sufferers. And for that, we, the professionals, have to train and have to learn about this kind of disorder. For me, it's a first step to learn. And for that, I go to the United States every year to the IOCDF conference. Mm-hmm. And I did my BTTI, my training in United States in Houston. And that's for learning more and more to treat this disorder perfectly or at least the best that I can, okay? And in this effort to do this, I think bring the information to my patient and to all the OCD community here in Spain is a very important, no, and a big step to keep forward to learning and to help, no, all the OCD yeah. community bringing information, bringing the correct therapy, okay. That is the first goal, and I think that is important, no?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to see you doing that. And what are some of the ways that you're bringing kind of the understanding of CBT and ERP to Spain? Is there any stuff you're doing to help other therapists kind of understand it better on how to treat it?
Yeah, as we know, the CBT is part of the goal treatment, to OCD, and one of our efforts is to show to all the OCD community and the professionals too the mechanisms, no, and the functioning of CBT and to the ERP, that is the for me and maybe for many professionals the first and the goal standard treatment and the skills and tools that really works for this kind of disorder.
Yeah.
And that's my job, that's my passion, that's my day, my, as you know, my recording my videos, my showing the information to all the OCD community. Mm. Okay, and as we know, the CBT is that work for the OCD. No?
Yeah, great. Okay, so what's some of the advice you tell one of your clients or patients when they come to you with OCD and they want to start ERP? What are some of the things you tell them to kind of, I guess, motivate them or educate them on ERP?
Yeah, when our patients come to our consult, to our private session, the first message and the first thing that we say to them is that the recovery is possible, but the patient have to work hard with the CBT and the ERP mechanism. As we know, the ERP consists in exposure to our fears, no? yeah. and control and let the anxiety go down, etc., etc. And that's the first treatment. And with our patients, we say we do CBT and ERP. Now we are going to train your mind, okay? And then you going to fear or face to face your fears, okay? Until compulsions doesn't exist. The first message is that the recovery is possible. Recovery is possible for anyone. And the therapy is hard for everyone. And I think that is a positive message and the message to all OCD community.
Mm. Yeah, really, really important, yeah. And you said there about when facing kind of your fears, it's hard. I guess, how do you help people learn to live with like the uncertainty more of, you know, whether my fear will come true or not, and allowing them to sit with that uncertainty? Is there anything you say to them or any skills?
Yeah, you sent me that easy question today, eh?
I didn't actually see that.
No, difficult question, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I say to our patient, our client, I'm going to show you how to face your fear. It's not easy, but it's not impossible, okay? It's hard, yes, we know it's hard, but we have the experience, we have the tools, we have the skills, and we have the knowledge about the process to help you to your recovery. Okay, I think that is the most important thing, because we have to show all the clinicians to know how the brain work.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is possible to face the fears and recovery. Recovery is possible to do this kind of therapy. I think that talk therapy, it doesn't work. Okay, that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I think there is an important point. Because today here in Spain, we have some professionals or many professionals that think that with therapy, with talk therapy, that is possible to recover it. And it doesn't work. The first, as we are talking, the first gold standard treatment is CBT and ERP. And until now, that is that we do, and that's that works, no?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, an important distinction. Okay, so a lot of my listeners, this point, it's probably a fair amount of my listeners who also speak Spanish as well as English. So to kind of promote your videos, because hopefully the Spanish speaking listeners that I have, hopefully they go and check out your videos. But what are some of the key topics that you've talked about or focused on in your videos recently?
Why you mean why?
What are some of the key topics that you've discussed on some of your YouTube videos, like key ideas or
depend of the day, depend of the topic. Remember that in OCD here in Spain we have too much to say, okay, and too much to show, and the videos are very helpful because people feels very identified with the topic. Okay, that's personal, that's professional, is talking about OCD, for example, Piro, no?
Yeah.
Or OCD taboo, or HOCD, or ROCD, and the people feels that you say and you think that them, no? And feel that professional don't understand what I think, no?
Yeah.
Or what I'm thinking or what I say. And the people connect with the videos, with the information. Many people watch the videos and I think that is very helpful, and that's what I continued doing the videos, no? Because it's a because first, because I like it, no? And part of my compromise is show the information and show at least a part of that I know, that I have learned around the through the years and around the world and my trips, no? To United States to show the information. And I still here with my videos, and I think that I'm going to continue, and maybe with podcasts too, no? Because, because that's a really good idea overall to the Spanish community, no? Mm. Because here in Spain, we don't have it. We are the first, no, doing this, doing videos, doing podcasts, do a ERP in Leaf, for example. That's a point.
Absolutely, yeah. A Spanish podcast would be great. let me know if you do it, and I can promote it.
Of course, really.
Okay. And in your YouTube videos, you must get a lot of questions from people in the comments section. Are there any kind of key questions you get asked a lot in the comments section of your YouTube videos? Any questions that up over and over again from people that listen to your videos?
Any questions for them, you say?
No. So the questions that they type in your comments on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. The people, you say the people,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, the people say in the comments, for example, Alejandro, continue doing or continue making or doing the videos because they are really helpful for me, okay? Or my family, my loved one is a sufferer of OCD, help him or her to see the symptoms or to put or to start the correct therapy, okay? To my loved one, or for example, I have or I suffer ROCD. Can you treat to me, okay? Or I am suffer of HOCD. How I can do the ERP, or how can I do the exposure, okay? Or the exposure it work for that kind of OCD? Many comments, and it's very, very grateful and very helpful, I say, to the OCD community. And overall, that people here in Spain doesn't understand too much English. And that's our part of our work, no? To show all the information that we have from London, from United States, from all world, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree. And is there anything you've learned in the last? Because obviously you're studying all the time. You're always reading or going to conferences. What have you learned in the last 3 years about treating OCD that you didn't know before?
Okay, I think the last years I have learned to get better the tools, to get better to improve better the ERP. Okay, I think that I have the knowledge about ERP, but every year that I go to United States, I learn more about this kind of technique, no? About this kind of skills. And other thing that I have learned is the work with families, to get involved the family in all the process, in all the OCD process, working as a co-therapist, okay? Or working as a partner or a loved one to get involved in the process and how to get better the techniques. And I think that is important because that kind of process I didn't use it, okay? Other years, and the last year I have improved my work and the patients and the clients are very, very happy because we can shorten the time of recovery. Okay.
Yeah.
you know, in less time we can do the recovery, and that is perfect for the sufferers, no?
Absolutely.
And as I told you, here in Spain, we don't have enough information. And I go to United States and learn and bring the information is very, very grateful and very helpful, no, for the patients and for their families. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so that's a really good point about getting the families in as co-therapists almost, or as co-support. How do you achieve that? How do you get the families involved more? How do you get them to help and be part of treatment?
Yeah, one of the we do in the first session and the second session is work with the families apart. Okay, we say your loved one or your father or your mother. We need a work together. We need a teamwork. Okay, with you as a sufferer, as a patient, and with your family. And for that, we have to bring your family to our office, to our space. And now we're going to show your family the techniques, the ERP. Okay, I do here in my practice office the ERP with the family, with the loved one. Okay, with the partner, and that is important. Okay, because the loved one or the partner look and see all the process and know how to do a ERP session and face to the fear and control yeah. or let the anxiety go down or decrease and stop a compulsion, start a crisis, okay, with a compulsion and now include how the lapse or relapse work, okay, that is important too.
Yeah.
No, and get involved over the process. I think that is a teamwork, no?
Yeah.
It's not the sufferer, remember that the suffering silent. This is a disorder that is very, very silent.
Yeah.
And the people are very, very alone. And part of our work is that don't feel alone. Feel with all patients, with all OCD community, with all families and also with all patients that suffer with the same kind of OCD, okay? HOCD, okay, let's go to be together, okay? Let's go to join and let's go to work together. Yeah. I think is very, very, really important point.
Yeah, really good point. Because people do suffer alone or in silence. And being able to share and have other people there makes it a million times better. Okay, so one thing you said to me at the conference, which I really liked, I noticed that you were a strong guy, big muscles, and you said something about the importance of something like healthy body, healthy mind. I just thought if you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I told you in the conference that as I go to the gym every day, okay, and train my muscles, and I do my training with my mind, with mindfulness techniques, okay, also to the patient, to the sufferer is the perfect example, okay. The mind is like a muscle. You have to train your brain, you have to do ERP. And the ERP is hard. Yes, of course, it is very hard. But you have to train your mind, train your brain, do ERP every day, and you're going to get better. And this is possible, okay? That is not impossible. But the people have to train the mind with all the techniques. With ERP, with ACT, with mindfulness, and that's part of the recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah. No?
Yeah.
I go to the gym, no, every day. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No, it's a really good. It's a really good point. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so let's say you're at the conference and you're in the elevator or lift and someone comes in, they recognize you and they just want one piece of advice. What do you tell them?
Oh, another easy question, no? I don't know. You mean like a message to all the people that is in a conference looking at me or like listening?
Yeah, it could just be one piece of advice about OCD, like
advice. The first thing that I say to all the people in a conference or here in my course or through the videos is that the therapy is like a lifestyle change. It's not only that the recovery is possible and the therapy is hard, but it's lifestyle change, changing the brain, changing the mind, change with the thoughts, with our thoughts, and we react that we have with our thoughts, okay? And that's very, very important because it's lifestyle change. It's a healthy lifestyle change. Mm. Train the mind, train the muscles, train the brain, do the work, do mindfulness, eat healthy. It's lifestyle change. Recovery is possible, and that's the first message, and do the work. Do the work and work to looking forward, no? Every day and every time. Okay.
I love it. Absolutely, seeing it as a lifestyle change, not something you do for 3 months, it's something you do for life effectively. I love that, and do the work obviously, as you said. Another kind of fun question is, if you could pick up the phone and call the 20-year-old Alejandro, what would you tell that young man?
If you do a phone call, you say?
Yes, if you could call yourself at the age of 20, what would you tell him?
To other people?
No, to yourself. So.
To myself?
Yeah.
Another easy question. Okay. I don't know. I love that what I do every day. I love my job. That for me, it's not a simple job. Okay, for me, it's not a job. Mm. For me, it's a kind of life. Okay, for me, I work very hard, 12 or until 14 or 16 hours a day. Okay, that's why, because I love that I do every day. I do with passion. I do with compromise. I do with love. That is the word. I love that I do, and I try to show all that I have in my mind, in my soul, to all the clients and the patient that we treat here in our private consult, and also the people that write us to other countries, no, to Latin America, to Mexico, Argentina, Chile. We try to put in the correct path to the recovery, no?
Excellent. No, I love it. That's it's great to hear that you enjoy your job so much. And is there anything else that I haven't asked you today that you wish you could have shared with everyone listening?
You say, can you repeat, please?
Yeah, no worries. Is there anything else you want to share with my listeners that I haven't asked?
Okay. The first is thank you for the opportunity to be here with you. Yeah, to me it's a big pleasure. Okay, as I told you in the conference in United States in Washington, congrats, because you do a good, a very very big work and to all the OCD community and all the sufferers, and also to us as a professionals, okay, to all OCD community. And thank you very much to give me the opportunity to be here in your program to share this information with you and with all the community that listen your programs and listen to us. Yeah.
No, thank you. It means a lot. And I appreciate you and I appreciate your time and the energy that you give to the OCD community. You know, you really work hard to help many people. So thank you.
So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Alejandro. And if you're Spanish speaking, then go check out his videos. I'll put the links in the show notes, which you can find at theocdstories.com. And quick disclaimer, guys, this podcast is not therapy. It is not a replacement for therapy. Please seek treatment from a trained professional. And until we speak, take care.